Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning. October 16th of this year will mark the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company. And our next guest, Becky Klein, has been there not quite 100 years. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How long have you been with Walt Disney Company?
In September, it'll be 35 years.
God bless you. And now Becky Klein is with the Walt Disney Archives, and they have opened its vaults of many incredible treasures. This exhibit is taking place, and you have to hurry. It's in its final weeks. It ends April 14th. And how come I didn't know about this before?
I don't know. We've got billboards and all kinds of fun things out there.
All right. Well, I am going to attend this. We are actually going to Disney World later on this year, and we want to see Disney in Chicago. So tell us what we can see at this exhibit.
Great. Well, thank you for helping us get the word out. It's an amazing exhibit. It's the largest one that we've ever done, and it's a traveling exhibit, which is what we consider in the museum industry is considered a blockbuster exhibit. So it's a very large traveling exhibition, and it's full of amazing and iconic assets from our collections at the Walt Disney Archives. It's fun and engaging for all audiences. We have hundreds of assets like props and costumes, special documents, and a lot of really beautiful art, and a lot of interactivity. There's interactives in every gallery for both adults and kids. And it's a really fun story telling the whole 100 years of the Walt Disney Company.
It's taking place at the Exhibition Hub Art Center. That's, I believe, in Bucktown, 2367 West Logan Boulevard in Chicago. And my son found this online and said, I've got to go to this Disney exhibit. And I was shocked to see that it's been going. It started months ago?
Yeah, it's been there for a while. And it's in the building that used to be the Windy City Fieldhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been converted to a new exhibition hub.
Okay. Now, the last weeks of the exhibition, you can get your tickets online. This is called Disney 100. How did Disney make it to 100 years, and what is the magic that is in everyone's hearts for Disney?
You know, it's really amazing. The story started in 1923 with a young man with a lot of dreams, Walt Disney. And he was a very talented artist and storyteller. And, you know, he started his company along with his brother Roy in 1923 here in Los Angeles. And it was, it was so popular right away. He started with silent cartoons and then hit the big time with Mickey Mouse in 1928. When he created Mickey, he was an overnight sensation. And so Walt Disney's animation became, kind of paramount in the industry. And he just kept going from there going from great idea to great idea with sound cartoons and then creating cartoons about music and going all the way up through embracing things like television, which was scary to filmmakers. He started into live action films and then ultimately started building his theme parks in 1955 with Disneyland. And throughout all of that, Walt's core philosophies were the importance of great storytelling, believable characters in both animation and live action. He was very interested in adventure and discovery and music and, most importantly, innovation. He always innovated from the very beginning. And that's what this exhibit shares, is there's galleries on each one of those aspects and even more. And just sharing Walt's philosophies and how we make our magic. More than just celebrating ourselves, we're celebrating Walt Disney and his philosophies and how he made magic up until his passing in 1966, and how Disney has continued to follow his footsteps in making magic up to the present day.
You know, it's funny. The very first time I went to Disney World was right after my father passed away. I was 10 years old. So I hold those memories like, oh, I can't have fun. My dad died. And then I took my kids the first time. And my one kid was on the wrong ADHD meds and had to sleep for 2 hours on a bench. And I keep saying, the happiest place on earth. No, it isn't. But despite all that stress, which I'm sorry, families are very stressed. There's a lot of ground to cover, but when you can just let go of it for a minute and truly let the magic take you over, it is pretty incredible.
Well, and that's what Walt wanted to do. He wanted to create experiences that were enjoyable for the whole family together for any age and any culture. And he wanted it to be a place where you could escape from the harsh realities of life. You know, you go into one of our parks, he built what he called the berm around the park, which is kind of a barrier so that you come in and you're immersed in the stories and entertaining attractions and things. But he wanted you to be able to leave the real world behind for a little while. And it is escapism, absolutely, you know, and to go somewhere where you can forget your troubles and have fun with your family.
Well, we are definitely going to go to the exhibition, Disney 100. You have to go online to get tickets. And listeners, you need to hurry because it wraps up April 14th. It all began with a mouse and a dream that became a story. And that story is now being told. Becky Klein, thank you so very much for being with us this morning and for being with Disney for 35 years.
Thank you. And thank you for getting us the word out.
Absolutely. And we'll put a link up on our website so you can get tickets and hurry. I'm going to go with my family and I'm going to have fun this time. I'm going to let the magic take me away.
Well, there's a few benches in the exhibit, too, so don't worry.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, when we arrived in Disney World, by the way, for our very first trip, my son, I guess, had a case of lice. And so we went to the Disney hospital, not really, and they said, oh, yeah, we have a thing with a local drugstore. They'll drop off some lice stuff, and this isn't the first time this has happened. So we call that trip Disney on Lice. But I'm telling you, ever since then, we've been back and we're going again this year, and it is magical. So thank you so very much. We really appreciate you, Becky.
Thank you.
Becky Klein. Yeah, I probably should have left the Disney on Lice. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. There are just so many things that happen to you, but you got to put that aside and enjoy the magic of Disney.